Our guest this week is Stuart Weston, the chief executive of the kiwi fruit grower and packhouse owner Apata. The company is on the hunt for land around Whanganui.
So we've been associated with a very small contingent of green growers in the Whanganui area for probably two decades now. And a few years ago, one of my growers challenged me about what were we doing down in the Whanganui region. We've been working on this for quite some time, and there's rubber has been hitting the road in recent times. Order of magnitude, out of 13,000 hectares in the kiwi fruit industry that's growing kiwi fruit, Whanganui is about 70, so it's about 0.5% of the entire region. But having been associated with that region for quite some time, we're quite enamoured of the region, and particularly its people. So there's some really great... Whanganui's a pretty special place for a number of reasons. One is the soil types down there. You've got some beautiful Egmont black loams, free-draining volcanic soils. You've got plentiful water supply. There's quite a complementary seasonal labour peak with the associated freezing works down there. And just a fun fact, Whanganui is actually the birthplace of New Zealand kiwifruit. That's where the whole story started out. What we are finding in the Bay of Plenty is we're running out of land, good land to develop, and starting to push into some more marginal areas. Yet the whole time we've had this long association with Whanganui, and as we've looked closer at it, talked with our existing partners down there, and taking a spade down and had a look underground, we've been very impressed with what we've seen. So that's why we're interested in the region. So out of that existing 70 hectares that's grown down there, we've already developed a further 60. And the order of magnitude that we're thinking in that region would sort of be around about a further 200 hectares that we think would be a very nice critical mass size to warrant to support management and infrastructure down there to make it a really viable industry. Look, there's no magical number, and it's really depending on who we partner with and the quality of the land, its suitability for horticulture. So what we've found with the region is, despite there being a lot of excellent, perfectly suited land to horticulture, the land is fairly tightly held by existing landowners there, and so our experience coming down there has been when we've come across land that has been suitable for it, when the owners have been asking, well, what do you plan to do with it? Once we've told them and showed them the numbers, they've tended to stay involved in it and vend in their own land or actually do it themselves with our help. So, and we're agnostic either way. That doesn't really concern us. We do have a lot of investors who are looking to invest in orchard developments. However, the form it's taken in Whanganui up until now, it's actually been the locals that have retained the ownership of it, and we've just continued to partner with the locals down there.
Where will the fruit be packed, and how many, like if you get 200 hectares plus the existing stuff, how many trays would you be looking at?
So we're looking at a region that would be producing between 2 and 3 million trays, principally of the green kiwi fruit. We're open to the looking at the red variety as well, which is also coming on. But the idea is that it would be consolidated through our Bay of Plenty based processing facility.
And as you say, so it'll be mainly green, but you might look at the red. Not looking at gold?
No, well, the gold's a great product, but the Bay of Plenty is now gripped by gold fever, such that the entry price to that is really getting well past the common man, challenging the economics of it. What our kiwi fruit industry has been forgetting is the value of the green product. So we've seen quite an attrition over the last 10 years. You know, that's partly the fact that some Bay of Plenty growers have been converting some green over to gold, but we've also been gobbling up a lot of very good horticultural land with real estate developments as well. So we're seeing a continued attrition there. Yet the green proposition is extremely strong. It's quite different to that of gold. So gold is a very sexy, great-tasting fruit, looks nice, tastes nice, grows well. It's great, but it's very high entry cost to get into that now. The green is, if you think of green more as a food as a medicine, so it's a great taste, and nutritionally it's a one among the most nutritionally dense whole fruit products you can eat. Therefore, we see opportunity to invest back in that category.
Stuart Weston, the Chief Executive of Upeter, talking to Susan Murray.